Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Tina Hull, and we're going to talk about Facebook Live, a very hot topic these days. I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I want to give a special shout out to my friends and my listeners in Ireland. I am so honored that this show spans the globe and it can reach people everywhere. And I truly value your time because I know your time is precious. So you're taking your time away from something else to listen to the show here today. Whether you're listening to when it's first recorded or if you're listening 2 years later, it's still your time. And so I always want to take a moment to thank you for that. Now, I believe that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do necessarily for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you want to make a difference in the world. Leave that legacy, have that impact. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. Now remember, you can find all of the links to the other internet radio stations and directories that carry the show, like iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, all of those, on my website at BonnieGressel.com. All the icons are there for you to just click on, and then you can go to your favorite directory. Now join me in welcoming our guest for today. Tina Hull is a social media specialist. She's an author and a mother of two daughters. Tina found that she had to amp up her healthcare business when her full-time job was being eliminated. So she dove into marketing, especially social media, and she learned everything that she could. And today, she's able to help healthcare professionals and coaches to brand their business, keeping them top of mind, helping them to grow their audience on social media sites, and driving traffic to their events, products, and services by growing their email lists. Together, Tina works with business owners to help them meet their goals. She helps them take the mystery out of social media, engagement, and creating content. Tina now trains others on how to use social media more effectively. So join us as Tina shares some of her tidbits today mainly about Facebook Live, which I know is a curiosity thing for me, so I'm excited to listen to the show today. Well, welcome, Tina. I am so excited to have you here today at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, Facebook Live is all the rage, and I'm really excited to talk with you about it and to learn some little tidbits because I've not done that yet. And I want to, you know, maybe this is my springboard to be able to do that. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. So would you tell all of us a little bit more about what brings you to the work that you do today, especially in regards to social media?
Well, I'm a massage therapist, and the hotel that I was working at when I moved to Nevis was closed down because of a hurricane, and so I had to kick my massage therapy business at home up a few notches. So I had to delve into marketing, and I took a bunch of courses, I read a bunch of books, and I was really anti-social media actually at the beginning because I was hearing, oh, it was just people, you know, talking about nonsense about, you know, every little thing that they were doing, and then realized the value of it for business. So I started taking lots of courses in the different platforms, social, Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google Plus, just to be familiar with them. And Facebook really is my favorite. But it's definitely grown and changed since then. And I just have been loving it. So I've continued to now create a business in that area so I can help other heart-centered professionals grow their businesses using it as well.
That's so awesome. And you know, one thing with Facebook, or really all those social media platforms, is they're always changing. I think.
Yes.
I don't know if you find that, but it's like, gosh, this is moved over here now, and now I do this way. So, which is good, because that means they're growing and evolving. But I'm really excited to talk about one particular piece of Facebook today, and that's Facebook Live. Now, we can talk about other things too, but I think that's kind of becoming the buzzword with a lot of people. And some people have jumped in and are doing it and do a great job with it. And it's a great human connection, but some people, like myself, are like a little timid. So,
yeah.
So where would we start?
Well, I mean, what I've started doing at first is just on Zoom is doing a recording of me. And so I could see what I was seeing, you know, get a kind of a flow and see what was working, wasn't working, and how I looked, and getting used to seeing myself on the camera. And then I transferred to Facebook. It's not a live, it's a live video. So it goes straight onto my page, but it's not live, so people can actually have an interaction with me, because unfortunately my phone doesn't allow me to do that. But the next step will be to get a phone that allows me to do the Facebook Live, because I think the Facebook Live is a lot more fun, because you can get interaction, and you can people can make comments below, and they can send you little hearts and likes, and you know, really get your energy up, because people are enjoying what you're saying. So you're getting your feedback right away, which is awesome. So video is so key, and it's been key for a long time. The reality is that we all learn differently. And we're either auditory or sensory or visual. And video takes all of that. So it takes the human connection as well, because you're sharing information and they see who's sharing the information. So how much better than that to build relationships and know, like, and trust than to actually see the person speaking what they know?
And your tip about using something like the Zoom platform is awesome. I would have never thought of that. That you can, like, practice and feel good about it first before going to actual Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And then you can upload that feed, it sounds like, from a Zoom or wherever you recorded from to Facebook.
Right. So all I've done is it goes usually into your not into your downloads, it goes into your documents, and you go into the Zoom file, and then you click on that, and then it'll open up into three platforms. So you can do an audio or you can do a visual, and then you click on the visual, and then you just take that link, and then you put it into your Facebook page, and you're good to go. So you still have video, it's just not live.
Right.
So, once you're more confident, then you can do the live feeds.
Wow. And that might be a great way for people to start who have never done live stuff before.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a fabulous tip. You know, what about, and I hear this from people if they're doing, you know, webinars or they're doing, you know, teleseminars or whatever. It's like, what if nobody comes? What if nobody listens? What if I don't get any likes? I mean, does that happen?
Yeah.
Or what is... How do you promote yourself so that people know you're going to be live?
Okay, so it's not any different from a podcast or a webinar. You've got to promote it. So what I recommend to my clients is that at least a week before you announce that you're going to be live and the time and the date. So you're going to be consistent, and everything's about consistency.
Right.
So you pick a time and a date every week that, or once a month or whatever you're going to do, and then a week before you actually put it down, and then you post that so your people see that. Then 3 days before, you remind people that you're going to be live at this time, and then the day before, and then, you know, an hour before. And it's the same with any kind of promotion. You're doing the same thing. You're just, people get busy, they forget, and then once they see you, then they can actually sign up. At the end of the broadcast, it will say something like follow live feeds or follow live video. And so you can actually, every time they go live, there'll be a little reminder, like a notification on your computer that will come up that Bonnie Grossel is on live.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Because okay. I know that's a fear yes. some people have is, okay, what if I'm out there talking and nobody's listening to me?
Yeah, and it happens. And that's the reality. I was watching my coach one night and she was getting a little upset because there was only two people on and she was like, oh, there's nobody out here watching me. And I'm really, you know, but when you're doing a recording, no one's watching you either.
Right.
Right. So that's what you gotta kind of take yourself out of it. And you just got to realize that once you start giving value and people like what they see, because it'll be on your page and it'll be on your page as an evergreen. So it's never going off your page. So you can still promote it afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't go away like Periscope did. So it's something that stays on your page all the time. So it's not like it's gone and it's wasted. And then you can put underneath, some quick tips or some, comments about what you shared. So people will, be encouraged to watch the video and then they can still make comments and the comments will come up in the minutes as if you were watching it live.
Oh, that is so cool because, you know, it's, I always say, and this was with the podcasting that I do, I always say that who's ever meant to hear the show, the message, the whatever, right, is will, you know, whether it's live or whether it's, you know, 2 years later, because exactly, the message is always there. So it sounds like Facebook Live, I mean, you do it live, but it doesn't go away. It is still evergreen, which is, right. Which is fabulous. So what kinds of things do people talk about?
Well, a lot of it is usually tips and tricks. Okay. So whatever your business is, giving some valuable information to your target audience, which is basically what content's all about. Mm-hmm. So you want, what I've done is I've done a few marketing tips, just sort of setting up and getting you to think about social media as a platform that you need to actually have a plan for and not just randomly throwing up quote posts and talking about your dog and different things. So it's important for you to stay focused and have a plan with what your content is, and then making sure that you have an objective for the page, and then you're talking about goals and how to set those up and stuff. So it just depends. I mean, this week I'm going to be talking about Facebook Live, actually, because I've had a few people on my page ask me about it as well. So I'll be talking about that too.
You know what, all these questions come to me as I'm thinking about how would I do this. And I always wonder about the length of things, whether it's a podcast or a Facebook Live or whatever. Is there an ideal, and I don't know this, is there an ideal length, or is shorter better, or is, you know, should we be concise, or is it okay to go on and on?
Well, I've watched a few, and the on and on ones kind of drive me a little crazy because they go on to little rants where they get lost in their thoughts. Mm. So they don't have a plan before they have started, or they have a plan and they have allowed themselves to get distracted by the comments.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. And I don't like that they repeat what they're talking about, because some people have just come on, and I understand why they've done that. It irritates me because I've been there since the beginning and I have to hear it again. Yeah. So I think you just kind of have to test it a little bit. Mm. Like what I'm doing is Tina under 10. So anything.
Like,
yeah. So I'm doing a 10 minute or less video of the tips and tricks and then talking about it, and then I'm done. And then if there's any request for me to do something more in detail, then I certainly can do that. So it's just a matter of kind of feeling around. Like Kim Garst does 30-minute lives and she does an hour live or something along that line. But she also has a full studio and she sets it up so that, you know, she's actually teaching something that her audience would like to hear. So it just depends on what your audience will tolerate, really. So I would probably do a couple of short ones just to get used to it and probably to, you know, to get more people following you, and then go into the longer ones if there's something specific that you really want to share with people and see what they have to say about it.
Oh, that's a really good strategy because, you know, and I thought maybe it was just me because patience is not my best virtue. And so I don't have patience to sometimes listen to a longer show, whether it's a podcast or a video.
Right.
But I think starting out small and then you can always grow it depending on, you know, once you've got a following and depending on what maybe what your listeners or your viewers want. Do you ever, and I would imagine in Facebook, in the comments section, it would be easy for people to say, hey, what about this? Would you talk about this next time?
Right. So what I do is I always say if there's a comment that you have or a question that you have or something you would like me to discuss on my next video, then put it in the comment below. So then I take, so it's a great feedback tool as well. So then you can get, you can give value to your clients because, or your potential clients, because they're the ones who are responding to your videos. So it takes some of the guessing game out of it, really.
You know, and this is kind of a side question, but it makes me wonder about, you know, how everyone is building a list, right? An email list, because people still do email marketing.
Right.
Is there a way to connect people who are sort of your followers, you know, to an actual list that you can send them emails as well? I mean, can you, yeah. I suppose you could have a call to action.
Yeah, exactly. So Jeff Herring does this really great. So what he does is he does a little intro where he introduces himself, what business he does and what his sort of little description of who he is. And then he goes into the tip and trick. And then at the end, he does his call to action. So he's, you know, if there's any interest or if you have any interest in this topic, go to this blog post or you can check out this product. And so he'll have a link, he'll talk about the link, and then he'll ask somebody in the audience who's listening to actually type in the link into the comments section. And then what he'll do afterwards is he'll put at the end of the live, he'll put a link, all the links that he discussed, his website, his email, his product link, all in the comment box afterwards as a show note.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so it's really great. I mean, there's lots of ways to do it without being salesy. So you just have to find your groove and figure out what's working for you and your audience, and it can really be a good thing.
So this sounds like, and it's just another way, like you said, people have different ways that they receive information, that they perceive things. So it's good to have more than one way, more than just audio like we're doing today on a podcast.
Right.
So what, now, if I was going to refer you somebody, what kind of person would that be, Tina?
Well, I've been working with more health professionals and coaches. So it seems to be people who are attracted to me and who I'm attracted to. So that's really who I'm targeting these days.
Okay. So that would be sort of your ideal customer or client, right?
Is
somebody who's in the healthcare field, whether it's, you know, hands-on type stuff like massage, or do you work with people who do like coaching and energy work and that sort of stuff as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Not just massage therapists. I did work with massage therapists and it's a different kind of mentality. So I'm not targeting specifically massage therapists. Unfortunately, what my experience is that most massage therapists don't seek out marketing. They kind of throw spaghetti against a wall. And some of us do that, and that's unfortunate. So I have opened it up to, you know, health professionals and coaches and sort of heart-centered professionals as opposed to specifically massage therapists.
Mm. You know, it sounds, in listening to you today, Tina, during our conversation, is that you've mentioned plan several times.
Yeah.
That you got to have a plan. Yeah. And as opposed to throwing spaghetti up against the wall, right? Yes. So tell us a little bit more about how you discovered that, or how you found that, or how you help people to find that plan. That, for one thing, you have to think that it does take a plan, but then how to develop one.
Right. So what I've done in the past is anybody who has me manage their social media pages, I have a 30-minute Skype call with them. And what we go through is the target audience, because a lot of people still aren't clear on who their target audience is. Then I go through what their objective for the page is. So that can change from day to day, month to month, year to year. So it can be to make money. It could be to drive traffic to an event. It could be to expose your business. So it just depends on what your goal is. And then once you have a goal for that day, month, or year, then we break it down and we are able to sort out what we want to do for that day, week, and year and month. And then we focus on that only. And then the next month we go through the same thing where we're focused, maybe shifting from exposing the business to now we're doing a campaign. So we're going to drive traffic to that campaign, whatever that campaign is. So it just depends on what the whole goal is. And then from there we make the plan.
Mm. Well, and social media, I mean, there are so many things for new entrepreneurs, especially newer entrepreneurs.
Yes.
There's so much to do. There's so many things to do. And social media is an important piece of that, certainly. How do you, is there a way that you sort of make it a chunk of what they do? Because I would imagine it's not the only thing they do in their business.
No, of course not. So I deal with mostly their social media, but I discuss sort of business and marketing as well. Mm. So what I try to get them to see is that social media is a tool. Mm. It's a piece of the pie. So, you know, you've got to create content like blog posts in order for people to be driven to your website so they can find you and or find your Facebook page or find your Twitter page. So it just depends, again, on sort of the plan and what you're trying to do. So when you're first starting out, you obviously want to expose your business to as many people as you can. So I would usually pick Facebook at first, learn that really well, and then move on to a second platform. But I wouldn't do more than one platform at the beginning because it can be completely overwhelming.
Yeah, because now there are, I don't know how many social media platforms, but there used to just be Facebook and Twitter. Now there's like 50 of them, it seems.
Yeah.
And some people do want to be like, they feel like they have to be on everything. But what I think I hear you saying is, no, don't do that, because that's too much at one time, right?
Yeah, and it's a novel idea, but what ends up happening is that you set up the pages and then you don't create content for consistently enough. And if you're not, the whole key of social media is to be consistent and to be frequent. So if you cannot be on Facebook 3 times a day and set up posts that you're scheduling throughout that day, then there's no point in adding Twitter, because then Twitter's going to complicate things and take away some time, unless you learn how to do some scheduling on Hootsuite or some of these other scheduling tools. And then that's a whole nother process in itself as well.
Yeah.
Learn all of that. So it's just, you know, keep it simple, keep it less complicated, but be consistent and also be frequent. So at least 3 posts a day is the best way to expose your business.
Mm. And you know, there's a couple of themes that have come up consistently today as we're talking. One is consistency, and the other is having a plan.
Yes.
It sounds like, you know, those are very important pieces to actually to doing anything, but especially yeah. doing something with social media, because it can be, it can get to be overwhelming. It can get to be a big ugly monster instead of just something that you do that actually helps your business.
Right. And in Facebook and in Twitter now, you can actually schedule your posts in advance. So you can sit down once a week for an hour or two and just go through what you're going to post on what day. And what I like to do is theme days. So on Monday, it's about motivation. On Tuesday, I do tips. On Wednesday, I mix it up a little bit. And then on Thursday, I also do some more tips. And then Friday, I mix it up again. So it just depends on what your brain can handle. So if you need to chunk it into different days, is a different theme, it makes it a little easier. At least I find it so.
And then can you, so you're saying that you can schedule, and I pardon my ignorance here, but you can schedule right in Facebook to post a, you know, something tomorrow or whatever.
For tomorrow, for the next hour, for the next month. So if you know, the holidays came up, I was doing 2 weeks of posts, so I didn't have to worry about it over the holidays. Yeah. So I scheduled it right into Facebook, and then Facebook conveniently just sends them out when I scheduled them for the time and the day.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I would imagine if you have themes, then your Facebook Live could be one of those themes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, there is so much to know and to learn about social media platforms in general, but even just Facebook.
Right.
And I know we've talked about lots of awesome things today. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. But, you know, I realize that people are busy. If they could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what do you think would be the most important takeaway from our conversation today? If they want to, you know, get out there into the social media space.
Yeah, so keep it simple.
Okay.
Definitely have a plan. Don't just throw things out there. See what's working. There's analytics in Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you go to your analytics at least once a month, it will tell you some demographics about who's paying attention to you. It's going to tell you what times are people on that are paying attention to you, so that you're going to schedule at those times as opposed to some random times. And then it's also going to tell you if the content that you're creating and sharing is actually getting likes, loves, follows, retweets, or whatever. So the analytics will become really key after a month of posting. And that will help you change direction or keep what you're doing.
Oh, you know, I think I'm going to make one of my New Year's resolutions now, getting more active on Facebook. I mean, I post once a day, but if you're saying three times a day, you know, the consistency piece, I'm going to need to use some of the tools that are available that I never even knew were there.
Right. Well, what happens is that you have to consider, and again, it depends on your target audience. So some of my audience is in California. Mm. So you putting a post because you're up at 8 o'clock in the morning is great, but that's 5 o'clock in the morning in California.
Right.
So they're probably not going to see your information. Mm. So you have to keep time zones in mind. You also have to keep international countries in mind. You know, they're going to see things at different times as well. So it just depends on who your target audience is. If you're local to your local area, that doesn't become much of an issue, other than, you know, people work at different times and come on to Facebook at different times. So you just want to be able to catch your crowd when they're on as much as possible.
You know, I've enjoyed our talk today so much, Tina, and I think we're going to have you like as a regular guest to just talk about Facebook, because there's so much stuff. Now, I know that people are going to want more of you. So what's the best way to get in touch with you, learn more about your services, and how you help people with all of these things?
Okay, so you can go to my website. It's beyondexpectationsmarketing.com. I know it's a long word. Beyond Expectations, EXPECTATIONOS, marketing.com. They can follow me on Facebook, and it's the same company, Beyond Expectations Marketing. And they basically, what I do is I can do the planning part with you. I can set up your pages for you. I can create the content for you so that you don't have to figure it out. Or if you're struggling with time, then I take that time away so you can spend more time doing the things you actually love to do in your business. And so I can create that, I can manage the pages for you, and I can also manage several platforms for you. So if your objective is exposure and you want to be on 5 different platforms, then I can do that for you.
You know, you sound like, I mean, that's an answer to so many people's prayers. So I hope people, you know, connect with you and reach out. And I know that you have an awesome gift that you're sharing with our audience today as well.
Yeah. So because we're talked about Facebook Live mostly, I have a checklist that I'm going to send a link to Bonnie for. And then you can take a look at what things you can do to set things up. And then I'm going to sort of give you some tips and tricks at the end of what has worked for me. And that way you're not totally out there blind trying to figure out what to create.
Oh, that's such an awesome, generous gift. And I thank you so much for spending your time. I know you're a busy person, Tina, and I so value your knowledge and your insights and helping all of us who are, you know, maybe just starting out in this, you know, social media space. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with all of us today.
You're very welcome, Bonnie. And I thank you very much for doing this great service.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.